Welcome to Working Musicians. I'm your host, Roger Z. I've got to smile because there's always a beautiful camera woman who distracts me so that I never look at the right camera when I start the show. First show it was Kim. Second show it's Rita. Thank you, ladies, for being here and doing this, but don't distract me. Anyway, special guest today, Andrew Bordeaux.
Hey.
So, you're a repeat customer.
Yes.
That's right. You behave yourself very nicely. You prepare. You play great music.
Thank you.
I would say you're not an enfant terrible.
Oui, oui.
Although, I don't know. I haven't seen you in the clubs. I got to come out and see you band, play with your band, The Track. I got to come out to Lucy's in Pleasantville on Thursdays to see that rock jam you run. I got to come out to 353.
It's a great space.
On Wednesdays up, where is it located?
That one's in Kisco. Gary Schwartz runs that one with Rich Kelly and Little Marty Schechter. They do a great blues jam there on Wednesdays.
Now, that drummer gets around. I've played at so many of his jams all over the place. My favorite was when he was at Southbound in Valhalla, because it was a fantastic barbecue place. And I used to get just this basket of super hot buffalo wings.
Right. I can't say enough kind things about Gary, because the first time I played out in Westchester was at his jam, and it was at O'Malley's, and he was so encouraging. I think there's a lot of, not necessarily a lot of ego in Westchester music, but there's, you can count the genuine warmth. I won't say on how many hands, but you can count it. It's measurable, and he's so much the center of it. He always has hugs, and he brings a great energy that makes you want to come back. And in running the rock jam at Lucy's, I've taken so many notes from his attitude with musicians, and I can't say enough kind things about him.
Running a jam, any kind of jam, can burn you out. And so I give Gary extra credit, because he's not 25 years old. And the fact that he can still exhibit all that warmth, deal with changing venues. We were talking right before the show about a review I did of Bill Sinkew's book about the amazing adventures of a marginally successful musician. And he summed up the whole book with, "I've been playing $100 gigs for 30 years.
Right.
One would hope after 30 years he'd be paying $150 gigs. But I think that's kind of the state of the music business.
Right.
And actually, I felt really bad for Bill, because he finally hit it. He finally found his niche in the music business. And even though he lives in California, he grew up right around here, and the book talks about all these places and music stores around White Plains. He hit it big. His niche was being a backup band for like Peter and Gordon, the 60s group. And of course, one of them died like 3 months ago.
Oh, wow.
So the gravy train is over on that one. And his other niche was writing songs for, I guess, ad placements or something like that. Basically, somehow he hooked up with a guy who would say, "Okay, I want a song, I want a rock voice, I want this, it's got to be angry, it's got to be 40 seconds.
Right.
Next day it's, I want a high-pitched female singing a love song." And he just write the song on spec, get a flat fee. And that was awesome. What did you come away from with the book?
I think it's very interesting to note the experience you have year to year, that 30-year block. I feel like it's so important to stop and set milestones, and whether or not you hit them, look and see like what you're doing, are you still enjoying it, and making sure that you don't get jaded. My personal takeaways are that I don't want playing music to jade me. I want it to be a positive experience. I think it's a blessing to be able to do what we do, to pick up an instrument and entertain people, and so I want to make sure I keep doing that and you know, hitting the milestones I want to hit, whether or not they lead to commercial success. As long as I'm playing music I like and the people I care about and the people who learn to care about what I do care about that, as long as there's caring there, I'm happy.
See, I've been playing for 40 years, and for me, my main goal is to keep that core inside of me that loves playing music, to keep it untarnished by the business.
It's not easy.
It gets harder and harder and harder. But for me, I branched out from playing music to doing the show to writing reviews. And actually, for me, doing the show and writing reviews, it's me giving back, me generating positive karma, having people like you come on the show, giving you a forum to express yourself. Because as I always said, as a teenager, I grew up on a block with a church and three Jewish temples. And they had dances. Like, every weekend there was a dance. But there was no DJ there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was junior high school and high school. Back then it was called junior high school. I don't know where middle school came from. But they played dances. People would play Beatles songs, Stone song, the Blues Project. But kids played music. And I see less and less room for people playing live music. But I think something that's really worked is something that you've been doing, is these jam nights. You know, one person playing a show can't bring in that many people. But running a jam, you know, you have people's self-interest involved. So, and I think it's great. I mean, I love hearing you talk about the jam. We talked extensively about it last show. And it's like anything else, just protect the love.
Yeah, that's
protect the love, because I think you can see it. It can disappear. What are you going to play for us today?
Let's see. Today I'm going to do three songs, hopefully. The first of which is called Chasing a Sunset. I wrote that 2 years ago. And it's about, well, I hope the lyrics are self-explanatory.
Well, grab the guitar. That's right. Oh, look at you, not even going to trip.
I still might, don't jinx me.
Okay. See, you're from the school that tuning matters.
It does. It doesn't always stick, but as long as we start that way.
That hadn't happened yet, but the edge is more. Nice.
Thanks.
Very nice. What's next?
This next song is called... it was called Bye Bye Bye. And, unfortunately, NSYNC has a song called Bye Bye Bye. Mine is with a U-Y. Theirs is with a Y-E. But it's hard to explain to people that I wrote Bye 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 and not the, but... Anyway, now it's called Lost.
Interesting. I see the connection.
Yeah, you'll see it. I promise. So you got a divorce from a reputable dealer about an impressive test drive. But I don't want to be leased. I want you.
See the showman.
This next song. This next song is called Heard Not a Whisper. And I play it with the track sometimes, but it's a song that I wrote in Boston back in 2005.
Whoa, all the way back.
All the way back. Way back. Why not? Laughing at myself. No, I can't help find a way to say these things I know I should say. And it's better off this way. Down, down.
than these daydreams go away. I better leave those thoughts at bay. Oh, I better stay down. Better stay down. Breathing in the rhythm of a love that was mine. But words will do us nothing. They'll twist us, baby, justless. The records that were played by Bel-Air.
Sense of dynamic.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you get soft, you get loud.
I bet you say that to all the musicians.
No, I don't. I only say it to the people it applies to. Very thank nice you. Job. So, you went to college. What did you major in?
I majored in psychology at Harvard.
What kind of psychology?
I focused on social psych. They just have a general, psych degree for undergrads. But I worked in a social psych research lab for 3 years. And I studied everything from stereotype threat to stereotype susceptibility and locus of control. A lot of, social psych issues, looking at how they affected mostly adolescents and people when they're taking tests and being judged. And
interesting. I majored in animal psychology.
Nice.
But it was a long time ago, and I remember there's a famous set of studies, I wonder if you read about them, where they took these monkeys, they're born and they took them away from their mother and they just isolated them and basically drove them insane. And then they studied, they're not allowed to do this kind of research anymore. And then they would give them like a mannequin and see how they reacted to the mannequin. Never heard of them. Oh well, do you plan to do some psychology?
I care a lot about the research I was doing. I do hope to work more with it at some point. I worked in a fantastic lab with Nalini Ambati, and I just had such a great experience. I do want to do that at some point. But
and you're still alive. Of course, referring to that poor young woman who was murdered up in Yale.
Oh, goodness, yeah, that is a very sad story. I spend a lot of time in New Haven, because I have a lot of friends at Yale, and it's tragic.
If you went to Harvard, how could you have friends at Yale, aren't you?
I don't know. Again, the secret's there.
The secret.
They're out now.
Okay, so you're in a band called The Track with yep. Rich Kelly, Chris Burke.
Yep, and Tito Wilson.
So how's that going?
Slowly but surely. I have, I guess, the luxury of having a day job. I do internet marketing. So my musical experience is a little different from the full-time musicians who are Rich and Chris. And they're very busy guys. They're top-notch players, as you know. And, finding time to really hone our craft as an original band, it's a process, but hopefully we're getting there.
Chris used to give my daughter piano lessons.
Ah, yes, I heard.
She loved him. She loved him. Not enough to practice, but...
No one ever practices. It's sad, but...
And it's funny with kids. She had this Beethoven piece. I think it was Für Elise. And in her mind, it needed to be played just super fast. And I don't know what it is about kids, why they want to play everything so fast. But maybe that's why the Ramones were so popular.
Sure.
Yeah, well, it's nice to have a balanced life. And you seem to have that.
Hopefully. Hopefully it stays that way for a little bit. But yeah, I like the process of being creative with really creative people, which is something that Westchester and The Track allows me, so can't really look a gift horse in the mouth. I love that experience. The times that we do get to just get everyone in the room, sit down, and like, what have you been working on lately? What are you thinking about doing? Those are priceless.
So you like the arranging and writing more than, let's say, performing, or is there a place for everything?
I can admittedly be a bit of a ham, so performing is a good time, but it's... I think my favorite part is performing something that people haven't necessarily heard before. Something that is unique. It has the DNA of the people who worked on it. That's where I get really excited.
Yeah, well, there is that. I mean, I was reading an article in the paper that the guitar player of Aerosmith is pissed at the lead singer because this summer they had a huge concert tour and he was dancing, the singer, and he fell off the stage.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the tour. We don't know why he fell off the stage, how it happened, and the singer and the guitar player hadn't spoken to each other for weeks, a month. Actually, the guitar player saying he hadn't written a song with Steven Tyler in 10 years.
Wow.
And he said that... he filled the time with promoting his own solo album. But at the end of the day, it's Aerosmith that people are going to want to come to see.
Right.
So it's weird. I mean, they have that great chemistry.
Yeah.
But you got to put up a lot. You got to put up with a lot sometimes with that great chemistry.
True. That's true. I mean, what I think is really exciting about The Track is everyone has a different kind of take on the world. The songs that Rich writes will be very rock heavy. Chris Burke sometimes have a down tempo, but they have pop sensibilities about them. I'd like to think I'm more of the 90s alt rock influence, but I still listen to Z100 on occasion, so that's in there as well. And it's kind of like, I hate to compare us to Fleetwood Mac because those are all great musicians, but just that idea of people coming from very different places creatively and coming together to do something fun is what we
aspire to. Have that gestalt that just works.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
That's awesome. So you got a fresh outlook, you're happy. You working with anyone else other than The Track?
There's people I'd like to work with more. I've done a couple shows with Petey Hop lately, and he's an amazing musician. He's an amazing energy. Mishti Roy, who's been here. I love playing with her. She's been playing more and more drums lately, and I just love having her behind the kid or right next to me.
Thank you so much. You should go to the archives and check out Misty's performance of the Vagina Song.
I've heard about this. This is a legendary moment in the working musician.
We had to move the show up to, I think, the 11 p.m. time slot. Like no one knows what a vagina is. Anyway, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
We're done.